colorful beams of light shoot forward in a black void before words appear within. A Marvel Studios special presentation. Flickering pages of superhero comics give way to the film versions of each character, interspersed with screenplay text. Three slash marks glowing from within cut through the image, which turns from color to black and white. Frozen in poses, Iron Man, the Hulk, Black Panther, Ant-Man, Black Widow, Star-Lord, and Thor appear. Captain America then throws his shield, and scenes play out on the inner surfaces of a word cut from a metallic block. More characters appear, including Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, and Rocket. Another word stands beside the cutout. Marvel Studios. Electricity crackles around the logo. Titles appear on cards resembling black and white movie credits. Marvel Studios presents Werewolf by Night. A drawing of the Avengers posing heroically tilts down to a series of illustrations of monsters, including one with large pointed ears and fangs.
The known universe, with its heroes and marvels. But what of the darkness? In our modern world, this is where monsters dwell, alongside those who hunt and slaughter them with pride. None more prolific than the Bloodstone family, whose patriarch has long controlled the powerful supernatural relic, the Bloodstone, a weapon unlike any other. But now, this weapon is in want of a new master, for Ulysses Bloodstone has died. Tonight is his funeral.
A glass-domed building sits in a wood.
Hunters have gathered from around the globe. Strangers until this night. For a ceremonial hunt which will decide who next will wield the Bloodstone. And woe to the monster who finds itself among them.
A heavy door rises to reveal a clean-cut, dark-haired man standing before the entrance to the building. With dark makeup around his eyes and patterns painted on his concerned face, he steps into an antechamber whose walls depict hunters violently slaying monsters. He continues into the main room where several chandeliers hang around the domed ceiling. The view roves around to take in paintings hanging on the wall of the circular room between mounted taxidermy monster heads before returning to the dark-haired man. A casket stands upright at one end of the room next to a painting of a man posed victorious over his kill. With guards and tactical gear posted around the room, the dark-haired man walks the perimeter, eyeing a fanged monster head on the wall. An androgynous hunter wearing all white with a fuzzy trimmed blazer watches him, and another, sharpening the blade of his sword, glares as the dark-haired man passes. Nearby, a gray-haired man sheepishly taps the shoulder of a veiled figure.
Elsa's here.
The figure rushes off. The dark-haired man's gaze lingers on the departing figure before he starts to reach for a glowing red stone held within an ornate display box tilted upright.
It's a beauty, isn't it? 57 confirmed kills myself.
A burly bearded hunter shakes his hand.
Next year's my 30th season.
I can almost smell the blood in your hands.
Thank you. I like your whole look there with the makeup. It's a killer trademark.
Yeah. It's to honor my ancestors.
Oh, I know much for honoring ancestors and feelings and all that. I just know it looks brilliant on you. I mean, I understand the importance of anonymity in our line of work, but it gets lonely. Just want to say I'm proud to be honoring old Ulysses with you here tonight.
Oh, Ulysses, of course. Hard to believe he's gone.
Aye, the mad bastard. Quite a place he built for himself here, eh? So, any of these Hackett beasties your handiwork?
They look around at the taxidermy heads.
No, but him. Him I fought a few times. He's never looked so alive.
A black-haired woman wearing a double-breasted leather jacket enters the building. The veiled figure meets her in the antechamber.
Ilsa, after 20 years, I hope you didn't feel obligated to come. God knows the others won't like it. How long can we expect you to stay?
Give me what's mine, I'll leave now.
What aspect of the Bloodstone are we after exactly? The strength it lends? The protection? Longevity?
Bruce, so what I do with it after I've earned it will be none of your business. To be honest, that might be the best part.
Verusa smiles beneath her veil.
I wonder if you're up to it. All these years without training.
Without his training. Let's find out together.
You were so promising growing up. We all believed you would surpass your father.
Instead, you seem satisfied to emulate your mother. I did what I could with you.
Shame I didn't turn out.
Don't be too easy on yourself. You were the greatest disappointment of his life.
Elsa's confident expression falters slightly, and Verusa storms away, throwing the veil off her face as she enters the main room. Later.
Over 200 kills, collectively. 26 for you. 37 kills. 43. An impressive 57.
She points to the dark-haired man.
Over 100 deaths, give or take.
Over 100?
Yeah.
So many death dealers in one room.
She turns to the casket.
Oh, my dear heart.
Elsa drags a chair over to the seating area, and Verusa turns to the group.
Thank you for gathering in ritual, for shedding your masks tonight in honor of Ulysses Bloodstone. He was a leader, a friend.
Lover without equal.
Elsa grimaces.
Knowing his spirit would not be with us tonight to state his wishes for the ceremonial hunt, he orchestrated his presence in other ways. Incorrigible, really.
She motions to the gray-haired servant, who notches the end of a cane-like key into the side of the casket and turns it. The top section of the casket opens up to reveal Ulysses' corpse inside, his stiff hands crossed over his chest. His hands and head move jerkily like an animatronic.
I do hope my attendance delights you. Thank you, Verusa, for seeing it through and for shaping our cause like no other. With my passing, it is now time to choose a new leader in the crusade against monsters. This honor can only be bestowed upon the strongest and most committed to our mission. Very soon, a monster unlike anything you faced will be released into these sacred grounds. The hunter who slays this beast will become our new leader, taking possession of my bloodstone. Good luck. I'll be rotting for you. Oh, forgive me. Graveyard humor.
The casket doors swing closed. In the back, Elsa stares ahead dully.
There is only one bloodstone. And it can have only one keeper. It was to be his daughter's, but through decades of absence, Elsa has long forsaken that birthright. The only weapons permitted tonight have been placed throughout the garden.
for you to find.
Per my husband's wishes, the stone will be affixed to the monster's hide. This will weaken it. It will also make it angry.
The dark-haired man's brow furrows. A goateed hunter points at the stone.
Hang on. The stone's finally up for grabs, and we all earn the right to hunt. But she gets to crash this thing like it's a backyard wedding.
It brings up a good point, huh?
Where's the lovely lady's medallion?
Have you checked up your own arms?
Elsa is welcome to join.
And like the rest of you, she's fair game. No special treatment.
Now, the hunters file out of the building.
Those who do not survive will be honored appropriately. For tonight, it is every hunter for themselves.
Outside, Verusa stands on one side of a long table covered in candles. Each hunter steps forward and places a medallion in a metal dish before selecting a token from a skull the widower holds. Once they all have a token, they check them. The bearded hunter glances at the dark-haired man's.
Hey, you lucky bastard.
You shall go first.
He wears a surprised look.
The others will follow.
They all gaze down rows of trees toward a stone archway.
I'd say the stone was in place. Off you go.
Nodding at Verusa, the dark-haired man glances at his fellow hunters before following an attendant carrying a blazing tuba.
And now we pledge. We spill all blood for the hunt.
Stone and creed for those who forged our blade.
To rid this land of its abominations.
There is no peace without blood. And so it shall be. 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 And so it shall be.
Firelight illuminates the dark-haired man's serious face at intermittent intervals as he passes guards also holding flaming tubas. He comes to a brief stop before going through the left of three entrances on the stone archway. A high view tilts up to reveal a labyrinth of freestanding staircases and stone structures in various shapes stretching into the distance. Within the maze-like hunting grounds, the dark-haired man passes foliage resembling tropical plants as he glances around warily, ducking through another archway in a piece of stone. A roving view follows him as he emerges from the other side and weaves his way through another opening, his searching growing more frantic. He peers around a plant. He swiftly heads in the other direction. Elsewhere in the maze, the goateed hunter can be seen peering through an archway as he creeps past. Meanwhile, the androgynous hunter slips around a corner. In another area, a shadow falls across a stone ledge before the bearded hunter steps into view, his focused gaze fixed ahead. Near a giant round planter, Elsa moves stealthily toward a gramophone with a record spinning on its turntable.
We'll make it so.
Just imagine that you are back in childhood's day, wishing on the evening star or a load of hay.
She lifts the needle. Elsewhere, the dark-haired man notices some rustling plants. After pausing momentarily, he continues on his way, glancing around the shadowy maze before suddenly coming face to face with Elsa. They freeze and stare at each other.
I suggest we just pass each other by.
What?
I suggest we just pass each other by.
Elsa pulls him out of the way of the bearded man's axe. She knocks it from his hand, then he slams her head into a wall.
The stone is mine!
He flings her aside, and Elsa blinks dazedly before leaping at the bearded hunter, wrapping her legs around his waist and bringing him down. She grabs his double-headed axe and climbs onto the concrete wall, making her way onto a higher one and disappearing from view.
Death is coming for you, Lassie!
He heads off. Later, Elsa peers around the edge of a wall. After a few moments, she ventures out, then a dark doorway frames her as she moves into view with the axe held at the ready. Seen from behind, she approaches the door of a structure with vertical sconces on each side of the entrance. Passing the first set of sconces into a covered area, she lets her gaze drop to the floor with a look of dread. She notices a large footprint with smoke rising from the indentation in the concrete and crouches down to inspect it. Elsa looks up sharply and slowly rises to her feet. With her gaze fixed on a set of double doors at the other end of a courtyard, she raises the axe and inches toward them on a raised pathway surrounded by plants. An arrow shoots through a crack in the doors, ricocheting off the axe blade. Elsa rushes forward, slamming the door to trap the attacker's arm, which wears a wrist shooter. The attacker fires wildly, and Elsa slices his arm clean off with the axe. The attacker busts through the door, knocking the axe from Elsa's hand. She kicks the one-armed hunter back, headbutts him, and flips him onto his back. Straddling him, she punches him hard in the face before he manages to push her off. Elsa struggles to her feet as the hunter drags himself toward the axe. As he swings wildly at her, she flips away, getting in a kick before he slices her in the leg. With a backwards kick, Elsa knocks him onto his side. Noticing the hunter's severed arm just off the walkway, Elsa somersaults over to it, rolls back onto the path, and shoots the hunter with his own arrow. Elsa catches him in her arms as he goes limp. She quickly pulls the one-armed man off the path with her as the bearded hunter comes into the courtyard. She clamps her hand over the one-armed man's mouth. The bearded hunter creeps along the path, now resting a hatchet-like weapon over his shoulder. The one-armed man trembles. The bearded hunter hops off the walkway. He glances from side to side. He picks up his axe. He walks off, and a look of relief washes over Elsa's face. She sits up abruptly, then rushes away, leaving the dead one-armed man lying in the foliage. Elsewhere, the dark-haired man moves along a structure, a well-lit opening silhouetting his slender form before he dashes across an open area to a wall of dense foliage. Suddenly, a giant, monstrous hand reaches out from the foliage and wraps around the dark-haired man. A pair of eyes and a large, elongated head peer out at him.
Well, of course someone's gonna come find you. Of course. Are you okay? Well, you keep saying that you're gonna be careful each time, and here we go again. You can't keep counting on me to save you. This is the last time. I know. Does it hurt? It's weakening you, right? Yeah, they said that the stone would do that.
As the androgynous hunter sneaks toward them, the dark-haired man holds up a disc.
So apparently, these little things explode. So we're gonna explode our way out of here. All you have to do is don't die. Don't. Just keep alive. I'm gonna figure out where to put this, and I'll come get you. I'll find you, I don't know.
They turn toward the eavesdropper. The dark-haired man tears off, with the androgynous hunter hot on his tail. He runs into the courtyard, then enters the building, shutting the doors behind him.
Door.
The androgynous hunter tries the door from the outside, but finds them locked. The dark-haired man pulls the handles to no avail. Glass inserts giving names and dates glow on several tombs.
How's your night going?
Well, it's going. Difficult. You hurt? Can I help you?
No.
Okay.
Gripping her leg, she sits down and pulls out a piece of cloth.
But it's bleeding a lot. It has to be tight and even.
Wow, thank you for that.
Me, I have to get out of here.
Only thing I don't. Came to get the stones. I wanted to be rid of my dad, my stepmother, all of this for good. Now I'm stuck in here with some... Oh, that's tight.
Can I take a look? It has to be done right, because if not, it's not going to work.
He steps toward her, and she glares up at him before throwing up her hands and leaning back. The dark-haired man kneels and takes off his necktie before a wall of tombs.
You didn't want to fight before either, did you? Running into me. And that maniac with the axe, hell, you didn't fight. I have to say I'm having a hard time believing you hunted and killed monsters.
Well, I'm not that type of hunter. At least not like those Esbirros out there.
Yeah, well, neither am I.
He smiles.
No? It's not in your DNA, then?
If you're not a hunter, why do you want the stone?
She gets up.
I don't. That's not the reason why I'm here. You know, maybe we can help each other. If you help me get the monster out of here alive, I can get you the stone.
Right, yeah, because you just... Have a quick chat with him, sort it out. You're what? The monster's friend.
He gives a nod. Elsa grimaces as she sits down facing the rows of tombs, and the dark-haired man sinks down near her.
So you don't want to be like your father then?
Careful.
I understand. It must be complicated to grow up with his family.
You have no idea about my family, none.
I don't. I can tell you my family was very different. But all families have something in common. They follow us. For good, for bad, they stay like they become an atmosphere. And sometimes we think that by doing something very specific, we can change everything and not be like them. Sometimes they're just a pain in the ass that we have to save all the time.
He gestures behind him, and Elsa's melancholy gaze remains lowered.
I don't know. It's complicated. We could die here. You and I, with your family, is an option. It's not my choice, but it's an option.
Mm. Elsa's gaze drifts to a name on a tomb reading Francis Brisbane Bloodstone, and her eyes narrow. She stands and rips a sconce off the wall. She grabs onto a corner of a tomb and steps onto another as she climbs to Francis's resting place.
What are you doing?
When I was a kid, my dad used to tell me stories about my crazy Aunt Francis.
She smashes in the glass nameplate with the sconce, then reaches inside.
He said that if I misbehaved, she would unlock her tomb and come out and pull me back in there with her for company. She was positive that she'd come back from the dead at some point, and she knew...
She hands the dark-haired man a skull.
...that when she did, she'd need...
Elsa pulls out a clamp-like device on a chain.
Well, that's not bad.
Oh! She produces a set of keys.
An exit strategy.
Moments later, the doors crack open and Elsa peeks out. After a few moments, she exits the mausoleum, followed by the dark-haired man.
Well done, Elsa. My name is Jack, by the way.
Okay, Jack, you blow the wall, I'll get him to you.
Okay, I trust you. I'm trusting you, okay?
Just get me the stone, we're good. Then you're on your own.
She removes the wrist shooter from the severed arm.
Okay, closest perimeter wall's that way. Straight shot, then two lefts and a right. Okay. There's a massive crack about halfway down. As soon as you get there, turn on the explosive, throw it at the wall, it'll stick, then get clear.
Okay.
And Jack, cross me and I'll kill you both.
Okay. Hey, when you run into him, just treat him like an old friend. Call him by his name.
Which is?
Ted. He's called Ted.
Ted.
How do you turn this on? Because I've been trying...
The disc starts blinking.
No.
They sprint off in opposite directions. Elsewhere, the bearded hunter slinks across a clearing, now wielding both his axe and the hatchet. He smirks, his gaze fixed on foliage up ahead. Elsa runs up behind him.
Hey!
She aims the wrist shooter at him. Elsa backs up. The monster emerges from the foliage, its hulking form towering over the bearded hunter. Its eyes glow above three tentacle-like appendages that dangle from its face as it clamps a hand on the hunter's head, which burns white hot. As the monster turns to Elsa, she puts her hands up.
Ted? You have a lovely name. And your friend is waiting for you.
Meanwhile, Jack sprints across the hunting ground and spots the crack in the perimeter wall. Getting a little closer, he takes position behind a staircase and stone slab and flings the disc, immediately taking cover. The disc bounces off the wall and lands on the ground. Jack peers over and runs out from behind his cover. Elsewhere, Elsa runs, leading Ted across the grounds. Now, Jack presses the disc to the cracked wall, but it falls off again. The remaining hunters race through the hunting grounds. Jack places the explosive inside the crack, and Elsa and Ted arrive just as it detonates. Ted makes a break for the opening.
Wait!
Elsa throws the clamp onto the bloodstone affixed to Ted's back and yanks it free. Ted's eyes light up, and he escapes the grounds. Jack's mouth stretches into a grin and Elsa beams. Jack bends to pick up the bloodstone. A blast of red energy throws him back, and the other hunters arrive to see him trembling and writhing on the ground. Verusa, her servant, and guards file into the area.
Well, now.
Look at this. The bloodstone did this to you?
He grabbed it, and it threw him back.
My word. A monster. Masquerading as one of our own. Desecrating a sacred night!
One of the guards shocks him.
And you, what was the thinking here? You freed a monster with a monster?
Didn't know that bit.
Well, I can't wait to find out what breed of evil you are.
None of you should have the stone.
The hunt decides!
A guard shocks Elsa, who falls unconscious to the rubble.
House rules.
Cut to black. Now, a blurred view of Jack lying on his back comes into focus as he blinks into consciousness and stares up at the bars of a cage that come to a point at the top.
No, 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 no. No. Elsa?
She sits in the cage with him.
Elsa? Are you okay?
Until you rip my throat out, I suppose I'm fine.
I'm sorry. I couldn't tell you, you know. It wasn't safe.
Oh, wait, did you think it might cloud my judgment a bit?
I know. I'm an idiot, I know. But I'm also a human. Perhaps not in the category that you would call a human. You see, I've got systems to manage the hurt I could cause.
I don't care about your systems. Just stay away from me until you can't.
But they work. You'd be surprised. They actually work. Because I'm not like that. I'm like this. You know, I would never hurt you or hurt anyone. Any hunting that I do is done by a part of me that is not me. And that's not the part you're with right now. So you got nothing to worry about. Because I lock myself in once a month, every full moon. That's it. And the next full moon is in 5 days. We have plenty of time to figure something out.
You don't get it, mate. Why do you think they put me in here with you? 5 days. The Bloodstone's capable of transforming you in 5 seconds. Thanks in advance for making it quick.
Jack's gaze traces over the mounted monster heads on the wall, their mouths open mid-roar to show off their fangs. He uses the bars to help himself stand up.
I shouldn't have asked for your help.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have needed yours.
This is gonna be really bad.
Bloody stupid.
He studies the cage. Light pours into the room as a door opens.
Okay. So if this is gonna happen, I need you to look at me, okay? Do not break eye contact, no matter what.
What are you talking about? What are you doing?
Jack buries his face in Elsa's hair and smells her skin.
And this is what?
I need to remember you.
Does it work?
Once.
Shadows appear on a wall as figures approach. Jack grips the bars of the cage.
I'm asking you, please. Please don't do this. Not this way.
Figures in hooded cloaks with their faces concealed by masks file into the room.
Just kill me as I am. Otherwise, there will be no mercy, I promise.
The lead figure tilts their head as they face Jack, who gazes back pleadingly. Pulling off the hood, Verusa removes the mask and hands it off to her servant without breaking her gaze from Jack.
Mercy.
She steps closer.
This may surprise you. Our whole mission is built on mercy for you and those like you, as well as all the innocent lives you take. You'll wanna see this, darling. Your father died, convinced you'd never come home. I lived in hope.
I wonder how he'd feel about you hunting me.
Better than he'd feel about your betrayal. But once this is over, you'll notice my hands are clean. His, not so much.
Verusa takes the bloodstone from around her neck and holds it out.
It's time for you to show yourself. Hey, tenebris, tenebrae, in crescant animus.
As she slowly circles the cage, Jack kneels and hunches over, then looks up vulnerably.
I'm sorry, Elsa.
Speckies.
Backed up against the bars of the cage, Elsa nods stiffly, maintaining a stoic expression as she trembles with fear. A tear rolls down her cheek. A malicious smile spreads across Verusa's face. Verusa aims the glowing redstone at Jack, and bright blasts shoot out, coursing over his body as he reaches out to shield himself. Light from the blasts flash across the masks of the other figures and the ghastly monster heads mounted on the walls. Elsa cringes, and Verusa's eyes go wide as she looks into the cage. Elsa grips the bars behind her, shielding her head between her elbows as Jack tries to steady himself on all fours. His fingers elongate and grow long nails, and his eyes shoot open. As a view moves in on a terrified Elsa, intermittent flashes on the wall behind her reveal Jack's transformation, his limbs lengthening to match his increased height as fur grows all over him. The blasts from the bloodstone cease, and Verusa lowers it, her eyes still wide as she gazes upon the beast inside the cage. The servant removes her cloak, and she approaches the bars, and the other hunters take off their masks. The beast grabs Verusa and pulls her against the bars of the cage. The guards shock the beast, and it releases Verusa. As the guards continue prodding the beast through the bars of the cage, smoke and flashes of light obscure it from view. The guards back away and look up to find several bars mangled and broken around an opening at the top of the cage. Verusa looks around warily, and the guards start to patrol the perimeter of the cage, in which Elsa rises to her feet. The goateed hunter slips off his cloak, and the servant wields the casket key like a weapon. The beast leaps from high out of the shadows onto a guard, knocking him over, then bats another into the air as he attacks. Everyone turns to see the werewolf, standing at his full height, his shoulders heaving, and teeth bared on his furious, almost human face. Two guards rush him, and he easily dispatches them. The werewolf jumps onto the bars of the cage, locking eyes with Elsa, before leaping clear across the room and grabbing onto a ledge high on the wall. The goateed hunter throws a guard's baton into the werewolf's path, knocking him to the floor, where he immediately engages the lycanthrope. The werewolf takes a bite out of the hunter's face and flings him aside. Booting a guard to the floor, the werewolf attacks another before a third shocks him in the back. Elsa climbs out of the cage. Nearby, the goateed hunter gets to his feet and picks up a sword displayed on a shelf. Elsa grabs one from a crossed set, and they clash blades. Elsa traps his sword on the floor and trips him so his neck falls on her blade. She yanks her sword back, cutting his throat. The androgynous hunter swings a flail at Elsa as the werewolf continues fighting off more guards, flinging one into the antechamber as reinforcements arrive. The werewolf leaps onto one of the new arrivals, flipping them to the floor before throwing another to the antechamber wall. The beast rips a guard's throat, splattering the view with blood. As the heavy door to the chamber slowly lowers, a shadow falls over the walls and casts the room in dimness, which offers only faint glimpses of the werewolf ravaging the remaining guards. Blood splashes onto the view, and the beast slays the final guard as the last of the light is blotted out. The werewolf slashes the closed metal door with his claws, sparks flying in the darkness. In the other room, Elsa's sword swing traps the androgynous hunter's mace in the bars of the cage, forcing them to let go of their weapon. Verusa picks up the bloodstone and approaches the werewolf, who turns to her. She shoots him with a blast from the stone and he flies back. He charges again, but a second blast sends him sliding across the floor. Meanwhile, the androgynous hunter boots Elsa onto her back and picks up her sword, but Elsa manages to knock their sword hand aside. After landing a few blows, Elsa snags the sword and slices the hunter's throat before wedging the blade in the top of their head and twisting it. Elsa rushes to the other hunter's body and takes the clamp-like device from it. As Verusa uses a sustained blast to hold the werewolf against the door, the clamp embeds in her back and the stone goes dark. Elsa yanks her to the floor. A low view tracks Elsa's boots as she walks carefully toward the antechamber, lights from malfunctioning batons flickering on the walls. She steps over a guard's body, her anxious gaze fixed toward the door as she cautiously crouches down and picks up the bloodstone. She slips the glowing red stone into her back pocket and holds up her hands as she approaches the werewolf, who remains on all fours by the door.
Jack, you still in there?
She continues inching toward him, her pale face etched with worry. The werewolf leaps on top of her and draws back his claws to strike, but pauses as he looks down into Elsa's eyes. She very slowly reaches her trembling hand toward his face. He winces slightly at her touch, but allows her to gently caress his cheek as they gaze into each other's eyes. The werewolf climbs off of her, and his shadow can be seen on the circular room's walls as he bounds out another exit. Elsa sits up, her relieved, exhausted expression tinged with sadness.
Elsa! You let it go!
Elsa gets to her feet to face Verusa.
You will now die as you lived, a disgrace to your father's memory and the hallowed
aims a shotgun at Elsa, then Ted drops through the ceiling right behind Verusa. He seizes her, and his glowing hands burn Verusa to a crisp. He flings her burnt body into the casket, and Ulysses' severed head rolls out of the rubble. Ted turns to Elsa, who smiles at him.
He went that way.
Ted lumbers toward the other exit, stepping over the androgynous hunter's body and picking up a cloak on his way out. The servant approaches Elsa.
There you are, mistress. I only wanted to make myself available to you.
Brilliant, you can stop clearing all this shit, huh?
Elsa settles down in a chair, and color spreads from the bloodstone in her hand, tinting her leather jacket fire engine red as the whole image changes from black and white to color. Elsewhere, the gramophone sits on a turquoise suitcase next to a shelter made of sticks, in which Jack wakes. He crawls out to find Ted sitting on a log near the remains of a fire, with a French press sitting on the edge. Ted hands Jack a cup of coffee.
Oh, thanks, Ted.
Holding the cloak shut around him, Jack takes his cup and sits down next to Ted, who has little mushrooms and other plants growing on his tree trunk-like body.
Is she okay? Good. That's good.
Ted shoves Jack playfully.
What? No. No, I'm the one who comes to your rescue. What are you talking about? Whatever, no. Man, I can't think of food right now. It's the sushi. I owe you that, yes. Yeah, you choose.
Ted nods, and the view rises into the bright sky above them. Words appear in script. The end. A series of geometric shapes appear silhouetted against a red glow, revealed to be the designs inside the Bloodstone gem. More stylized images appear as silhouettes against a crimson glow that depict the skull on the table, the rows of raised tombs in the mausoleum, and a clawed hand reaching through broken glass. More illustrations in the same style show an overhead view of the maze, Ulysses in his casket, and a few of the mounted monster heads. A series of archways in the hunting ground offers glimpses of the staircases and other structures within. The werewolf grips the bars of the cage, four figures wear cloaks, and Ted leaves the grounds through the opening blasted in the perimeter wall. Perched above sparse plants, the gramophone sits before a view of the slanted walls and stairs comprising the maze in the near distance. A trio of profiles tracks Jack's transformation from man to werewolf. The bloodstone glows on Elsa's chest. Jack and Ted sit side by side on the log. The title appears over a crimson background, Werewolf by Night. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Voice by William Michael Redman.